Hi, everybody. This is Brad with the United Way of Columbia and Greene Counties. You are listening to WGXC ACRA, Columbia and Greene Counties, 90.7 on the dial.
You can find out about so many local events, like the traditional Irish music session. Every Sunday, there's an open Irish music jam at the Shamrock House in East Durham from 2 to 5 p.m. Find out more on the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org and add your own event to the WGXC community calendar and have it read on the radio at 90.7 FM by going to WGXC.org and clicking on the community calendar.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program, administered in Greene County by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC's sustaining supporters, who provide critical monthly support to Wave Farm's radio station, WGXC 90.7 FM. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Randall and Bernadette Martin of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Take your Wellingtons off, children, and Mammy will tell you a pleasant story.
Good evening. This is Kevin Factor, and you're listening to Foraging Ahead. Tonight on Foraging Ahead, it's not fair. I'm going to explore ideas of justice because it is Yom Kippur, and tomorrow our Jewish friends will be atoning. It's a big holiday, and I was thinking about atonement, and essentially it has to do with sort of rebalancing your life and getting it in tune with God, if you believe in that, and also your people, justice. It's not fair. As a teacher, I hear that a lot. And the default is to say it's life isn't fair, but that's not helpful. When we talk about justice, everybody has a different idea of what justice is. A friend of mine said, why don't you choose a topic that's a little more focused, a little more narrow, like feelings. He said that in jest, of course. But if you think about justice, there are three or four kinds of justice. There is distributive justice, procedural justice, retributive justice, and restorative justice. Most people think of justice as retribution, right? An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth and paying for your crimes. And social justice, though, is more distributive, how to make a more equitable, equal society. Restorative justice is, well, that's also balancing the scales. And procedural justice is what you find in the law, which is everybody should be equal before the law in the courts. We're going to start out with some music, though. I was putting some music together for the topic of the day, justice. And they fall into several categories, but we're going to start out with one block, social justice.
in my grave than living as a puppet or a slave. So as sure as the sun will shine, I'm gonna get my share now. What's mine? And then the harder they come, the harder they'll fall, one and all.
Was, of course, Jimmy Cliff, The Harder They Come, a song essentially about distributive justice, social justice. Next up, another old reggae song. This one covers a couple justices. Actually, almost kind of all of them. Covers criminal justice, social justice, and retribution. A brilliant song. Bob Marley.
I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy. Oh, no, oh. I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you.
All right. God, it pains me. It pains me. It is an injustice of the highest order that that momser, Eric Clapton, covered that song. It totally ruined it. I have on the line an old friend of mine who I'm not sure if he'll be atoning or not tomorrow, but and we're going to try and see how this works. Eric, can you hear me? Yeah, you know what? It's not going to work. I'm sorry. Yep. Hang on. How about now?
I can still hear you. Can you hear me? I mean, still here.
Yeah. No, we're going to have to wait till the studio phones are back up. Alrighty.
All right, cool.
Cheers.
Bye.
Well, we tried. Next, we're going to explore the earliest record of justice, the codes of Hammurabi, thousands of years old, Babylonian. And you'd be surprised, a lot of these are actually relevant today. It is mostly sort of causistic, meaning, you know, if this happens, then that's going to happen. I think most, even most modern people would recognize some form of justice in this. Like, number one, if anyone accuses another of murder but cannot prove it, then the accuser shall be put to death. Now, we don't do that anymore. But number two, I think we might, right? If anyone accuses someone else of sorcery, the accused shall leap into the river. And if he or she drowns, the accuser shall take possession of the accused's house and belongings. However, if the accused reaches the shore unharmed, and the river thus proves that the accused is innocent of the charges, then the accuser shall be put to death, while the one who leaped into the river shall take possession of the house and belongings of the accuser. It's true 3,000 years ago. It's true today. Learn how to swim. If anyone breaks into a house to steal, he will be put to death before that point of entry and be buried there, namely walled into the house. I think this kind of punishes everybody, but they don't want people stealing. Obviously, that was a problem back then. It's a problem now. Now, if you are robbed, if the robber is not caught, then the one who was robbed should claim under oath the amount of his loss, and then shall the community on whose ground and territory and in whose domain the robbery occurred compensate him for the goods stolen. Now, that's a pretty radical concept, right? Community responsibility for crime. We're going to move on. I'll come back to Hammurabi's greatest hits. But next up, a song that just reminded me a little of Bob Marley's I Shot the Sheriff. He didn't shoot the deputy. This following guy did shoot the deputy. And it also addresses the criminal justice, distributive justice, and retribution and maybe a little restoration. But we are going to be jumping genres here. This is Pretty Boy Floyd, as sung by Arlo Guthrie, the song written by his father, Woody.
A drive-through.
There we go.
About 35 years ago, my father wrote a song about an outlaw by the name of Pretty Boy Floyd. Pretty Boy Floyd was a bank robber back in a place in the country, and at a time in the country when he was not the worst of disasters. There was all kinds of dust storms. It was floating around entire states, wiping up farms and Banks was ending up with a lot of farms. And no, nobody considered Pretty Boy Floyd to be exactly a philanthropist. He wasn't exactly considered to be an outlaw either, in the sense that he was redistributing farms in the form of cash throughout the countryside. Stories were told about him, and legends grew up, and songs were wrote. And this is one of them. If you gather round my children, here's a story I will tell about Pretty Boy Floyd the Outlaw. Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee on a Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in his wagon, as in the town they rode. Their deputy sheriff approached them in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language, and his wife she overheard. Pretty Boy grabbed a log chain, and the deputy grabbed a gun, and in the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. You know, he took to the trees and timber, and he lived a life of shame. Every crime in Oklahoma was added to his name. You know, he took to the trees and timbers on the Canadian River shore, but the outlaw found a welcome at many a farmer's door. You know, there's many a starving farmer, yes, the same old story told, how the outlaw paid their mortgage and saved that little home. And others tell you of a stranger who had come to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin left $1,000 bill. It was in Oklahoma City. Yes, it was on a Christmas Day. Some old carload of groceries with a letter that did say, you say that I'm an outlaw, yes, you say that I'm a thief. Well, here's a Christmas dinner, but the family's on relief. You know, it's through this world I've rambled, I've seen lots of funny men. Some are of you with a six gun, and some with a fountain pen. But it's through your life you ramble, yes, and it's through your life you roam. You won't ever see an outlaw drive a family from their home.
All right, that was Pretty Boy Floyd. You. Some will rob you with a six gun, some with a fountain pen. It's funny. Hammurabi actually has something about that. Not exactly a six gun, but one of Hammurabi's codes, which are engraved on a stela or a steel, said, if anyone owes a debt for a loan and a storm wipes out the grain, or the harvest fails, or the grain does not grow for lack of water, in that year he need not give his creditor any grain in payment. He washes his debt tablet in water and pays no rent for this year. So the Bronze Age people were a little more advanced than we are when it comes to debt and mercy, it seems, in some ways. Next up, we're going to jump into back into the reggae. Love the old reggae. Peter Tosh.
Press a man, where you gonna run to? Down, press a man, where you gonna run to?
boiling when you run to the sea. The sea will be boiling all along that day. You're gonna run to the rocks. The rocks will be melting when you run to the rocks. The poor rocks will be melting when you run to the rocks. The rocks will be melting, I said, all along that day. So I sat down, press a man, where you gonna run to? I sat down, press a man, where you gonna run to? I sat down, press a man, where you
Alright. Down Presser Man, Peter Tosh, talking about the Judgment Day. So the mill of God grinds slowly, but it grinds exceedingly fine. So I don't know if that's distributive or retributive justice, but the hope that there is justice, that there is a moral order to the universe. Well, the Babylonians believed it. They also believe that if the finger is pointed at a man's wife, meaning she's accused of adultery, but she is not caught sleeping with the other man, she shall jump into the river for her husband's sake. So, really important to learn how to swim back then and now. If a man puts out the eye of a freedman, now here we get into the eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Everybody thinks it's eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, and that's it. But they did not view all people as equal. I mean, we say we do here, but we don't really act accordingly. So if a man puts out the eye of a nobleman, his eye shall be put out, right? An eye for an eye. If he breaks a nobleman's bone, his bone shall be broken. If he puts out the eye of a freedman, which is a class below that, or breaks the bone of a freedman, he shall pay one gold mina, which is, you know, basically a fine. If he puts out the eye of a man's slave or breaks the bone of a man's slave, he shall pay one half the value. And if he knocks out the teeth of his equal, his teeth shall be knocked out. And if he knocks out the tooth of a freedman, he shall pay a third of a golden mina. So the crime fit the punishment. Revolution certainly occurs to address an injustice, and so we're going to jump to a little bit of revolution right now.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny nobody cares, Engelbert Humperdinck or the rare earth, the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch. Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Show. You got to go to what you know,
to make everybody see, in order to
check this out, man.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy got a...
Jesus Christ was a man that traveled through the land, hard-working man and brave. He said to the rich, give your goods to the poor, so they laid Jesus Christ in his grave. Yes, Jesus was a man, a carpenter by hand, his followers true and brave. One dirty coward called Judas Iscariot has laid poor Jesus in his grave. He went to the preacher, he went to the sheriff, told them all the same. Sell all of your jewelry and give it to the poor, so they laid Jesus Christ in his grave. When Jesus come to town, the working folks around believed what he did say. The bankers and the preachers, they nailed him on a cross, and they laid Jesus Christ in his grave. Now the working people followed him around, sang and shouted gay. But the cops and soldiers nailed him in the air, and they laid Jesus Christ in his grave. Well, the people held their breath when they heard about his death. Everybody wondered why. It was the landlord and the soldiers that he hired to nail Jesus Christ in the sky. This song was made in New York City of a rich man's and preachers and slaves. If Jesus was to preach like he preached in Galilee, they would lay Jesus Christ in his grave. Yes, Jesus was a man and a carpenter by hand, his followers true and brave. One dirty coward called Judas Iscariot has laid poor Jesus in his grave.
So, Woody Guthrie, Jesus Christ. This is what happens when you try redistributing wealth. Public Enemy before that, Fight the Power. And Gil, Scott Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. These all make sense to me. But tomorrow is Yom Kippur, the Jewish Day of Atonement. And I was kind of looking into it a little bit. And there are people think, oh, there's 10 commandments. Well, that's kind of a really short version. There are actually 613 commandments or laws that if you're Jewish you're supposed to follow, and there are positive commandments, things that you have to do, and then there are negative commandments, which is things you have to abstain from, right? I'm not going to try and pronounce the Hebrew. The negative commandment, there's 365, which, funny, works out for one per day per year. And the negative commandments are 248, which is the number of human bones and organs in the body, according to the Bronze Age Hebrew people. So there's a few of them are... Not too difficult. Some of them are sweet. Some of them are, you know, common sense. A lot of our own sense of what is right and wrong is based on some of these old wisdom literature. One of these is to return whatever one has stolen, right? To return lost items. Here's a nice one. One of these mitzvot is to unload the burden of another person's animal, even if that person is an enemy, to help another person load their animal, to make a fence around a roof and remove other hazards from one's house. You know, look after not just your own property, but your own property in regards to the safety of others. It's like putting a fence around your pool if you're lucky enough to have a pool. To lend money to poor people with no interest, and to give a pledge object back to its owner if he needs it, right? And you give wages on the same day that a person works, and respect one's father and mother. That's usually not a bad thing, right? Remember what Amalek did to us. Who could forget what Amalek did to us? And to destroy the descendants of Amalek. So these are some of the positive mitzvahs. Next, we're going to move on to justice, which is purely retributive. And there's quite a few songs that are just about settling a score, revenge, right? I'm going to start with a classic, Archie Edwards.
Stagger Lee, Stagger Lee, please don't take my life. I got to the baby, a darling, loving wife. He's a bad man, old cruel Stag Lee. What do I care about your tulip babes and your darling, loving wife? You done stole my Stetson hat, now I'm bound to take your life. He's a bad man, old cruel Stag Lee. Standing on a gallows, had his head up high. At 12 o'clock they killed him, they all glad to see him die. He's a bad man, old cruel Stag Lee. Gentlemen of the jury says, what you think of that? Stag Lee killed Billy Lyon for a dirty old Stetson hat. He's a bad man, old cruel Stag Lee. Stagger Lee, please don't take my life. I got to look deep on darling loving wife. He's a bad man, old cruel Stagger Lee.
That Stag Lee, retribution. That's that kind of justice. Next few songs, I'm just going to let them roll. We got Little Sadie, which a classic murder ballad. Also, there is justice there. And then the Dixie Chicks, or the Chicks as they're known now, and Elvis Presley sort of flipped that script and do songs that balance all those murder ballads out.
last night, she'd take a little round. I met a little Sandy and I blowed her down. I run right home while I went to bed. 44 smoke loose on my head. I begin to think what a deed I done. I grab my head and away I run. I made a good run, just a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. Stand on the corner ringing a bell. Up the sheriff from Thomasville. Says, young man, it's your name Brown. Remember the night you blow Sandy down. Degree and a second degree. Got in the papers, will read them to me. Took me downtown to dress me in black. They put me on the train and sent me back. Had no one for to pull my bail. Crammed me back in the county jail. Judge and a jury took their stand. Judge had his papers in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball in the stripes.
I don't know if that's eye for an eye or tooth for a tooth, but as the Chicks with Goodbye Earl, a little twist on the murder ballad. Last up, I'm going to play a song that most people think is about, I don't know, mental illness or psychotics, but I really see it as a failure of the justice system. Little Warren Zevon. Have a great night.
Well, he went down to dinner in his Sunday best. Excitable boy, they all said. Propped a pot roast all over his chest. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. He took in the 4 a.m. show at the Clark. Excitable boy, they all said. And he bit the usher's leg in the dark. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. Just an excitable boy. After 10 long